All right, let's dive in this week. We're tackling e-invoicing. It's changing everything. We're breaking down the biggest developments from week 42, giving you the insights you need to stay ahead of the curve, our guide for this deep dive.
E-invoicing and e-reporting developments in the news in week 4, 2024 VAID update?
Yeah, exactly. It's got all the latest on mandatory e-invoicing and those real-time reporting things that are like popping up everywhere.
And I mean everywhere. But Europe's really leading the charge, I'd say.
Oh, totally. France, Germany, Spain, they're all making big moves.
Huge moves.
Is it all coordinated? Like, because of that EU thing, the VAT and the Digital Age Initiative.
You got it. VIDA, it's pushing a lot of these changes. The EU wants to modernize VAT processes, make them the same across all the member states. E-invoicing is a huge part of that.
Makes sense. So VIDA is like the driving force. Let's zero in on some specific countries. What's going on in France? They're changing things up, right?
Yeah, they're moving away from that public portal, the PPF. It was their main platform for e-invoices.
Right.
Now they're switching to private partner dematerialization platforms.
PDPs.
PDPs. Okay, break that down for us. What are they?
Basically, they're like specialized service providers, right? Mm. They handle the whole technical side of e-invoicing for businesses.
Oh, okay.
So they make sure invoices are in the right format. And that they get sent securely to the government. It's like having like a tech expert doing all the e-invoicing stuff for you.
I see. That's got to be helpful for smaller businesses, right? The ones that don't have the resources to build their own systems.
Absolutely. And get this, France is on a tight schedule.
Yeah.
By September 2027, all businesses there have to issue e-invoices using these PDPs.
Yeah.
No more paper.
Wow, 2027, that's coming up quick. So if you're doing business with French companies, get ready. How about Germany? What's happening over there?
Germany's jumping on the mandatory B2B e-invoicing train too, starting January 1, 2025. They've got their formats, Xwicknung and Zugekertity.
I've heard of those. Are they like strict about using only those or can you use other formats too? Good question. It's a good example of what's happening now. More interoperability.
Yeah.
Germany's allowing other EU-compliant formats. Like Facture X from France and Pepl Bias billing. A bunch of countries use that already.
So that's good news for businesses, right?
Yeah.
If you can use the same system to invoice in Germany, France, all those Pepl countries, that's going to make things way easier.
Absolutely. Interoperability is key for smooth cross-border business. Less complexity, easier to work internationally.
Gotcha. Okay, France and Germany are full speed ahead. What about Spain? Are they following the same playbook?
Well, they were going to make B2B e-invoicing mandatory in July 2025, but they've hit the brakes, pushed it back to 2027.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll be good or bad for businesses there?
Hmm.
More time to prepare, but maybe it'll slow things down.
It's a tough one. Some say the extra time is good. Businesses can get ready properly, make a smooth transition. Others worry it'll cause confusion, slow down the move to fully digital invoicing.
So wait and see for Spain. But this whole e-invoicing thing, it's not just Europe, right? It's going global.
You said it. Look at Malaysia. They've got these new e-invoicing rules. It's a phased rollout based on how much money a business makes each year. So they're starting with the biggest companies, the ones making over MYR 100 million.
That phased thing seems pretty common. Gives businesses a chance to adjust.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that need to, like, upgrade their systems. But even the businesses that don't have to send e-invoices, they still need to be able to receive them.
Yeah, that's wild, right? Shows you how big this is getting.
It really does. It's about being part of the digital world. And hey, speaking of global, how about Portugal? They're actually giving businesses a little break, postpone some of their e-invoicing stuff.
Oh, yeah. What'd they push back?
Qualified electronic signatures, QES. They were supposed to be required on e-invoices, not until 2026 now. And they pushed back the SAFT thing, too, that accounting file. To 2027. You know what the SAFT is, right?
Yeah, it's that standardized file that tax people use to get data from businesses.
Yep, that's the one. Okay, so Portugal's taking it slow. Makes sense. Businesses need time to get used to all of this. It's interesting, all these different approaches. But with all these rules and deadlines, it's easy to forget the big picture. What are the real benefits of e-invoicing? Why are countries so into it?
That's the key question, isn't it? It's not just swapping paper for digital. E-invoicing can, like, totally change how businesses work, makes things more efficient, more accurate, more secure. Think about it. Businesses can save a ton of money. No more printing, mailing, typing stuff in.
So it's a win-win. Governments get better data. Businesses streamline their operations. Sounds too good to be true. There's going to be some downsides, right? I mean, implementing these systems, it can't be easy.
Of course, there are challenges. For some businesses, the upfront costs, the new software, it can be tough. especially smaller companies, and you've got to train your employees.
Right. And what about security? All this data flying around online, that's got to be a target for hackers.
Huge issue. Data security is super important. But I still think, even with the challenges, the benefits outweigh the risks. It's not just about following the rules. It's a chance for businesses to get better, get ahead of the competition.
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about some of the specific challenges businesses are facing. One thing I keep hearing about is interoperability. Like, even if two countries both have e-invoicing mandates, their systems might not work together.
That's a big one. A real pain for businesses working across borders. Imagine having to change your e-invoicing setup for every country you deal with. That's where things like PEPL come in.
PEPL, right. We've mentioned that a few times. Remind us what it is, why it's so important.
Think of PEPL like a universal translator for e-invoices. It's a network that lets you exchange electronic documents like invoices securely and reliably no matter what systems you're using. Works across different countries.
So instead of having to build all these separate connections, businesses just connect to PEPL. And then they can exchange e-invoices with anyone else on the network.
Exactly. It's like a global highway for e-invoices.
Yeah.
Connects everyone. And it's growing fast. Germany's on board, accepting the PEPL format. More countries are following.
It's not just individual countries doing their own thing. It's about building this connected global system. Businesses can exchange documents no matter where they are. That's pretty cool. No. Oh, speaking of different approaches, what about Italy? They were early adopters of e-invoicing, weren't they?
Yep, real pioneers. Mandatory B2B e-invoicing since 2019. Seems to be working pretty well for them.
How so? What have they seen?
Less tax fraud, for one. The government has a much better handle on what businesses are doing. Harder to cheat.
So it's not just about saving money and time. It's about fairness, making sure everyone's playing by the rules.
Right. And they like it so much, Italy actually asked the European Commission if they can keep doing it even longer. They think it's really important for making taxes simpler, easier for businesses.
So they're all in on e-invoicing. Makes you wonder, is the rest of the world ready to jump on board?
That's the question, isn't it? But things are definitely moving. Look at Saudi Arabia. They're making big progress. They're even using QR codes on their e-invoices.
Really?
Yeah, to make things more secure, prevent fraud.
So it's not just digitizing the invoice itself. It's about using technology to make the whole system stronger, more trustworthy.
Exactly. And as technology keeps getting better, who knows what we'll see next?
That's exciting. Feels like we're just getting started with e-invoicing. Lots of potential. Okay, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's talk practical advice. What can businesses do right now to get ready for this e-invoicing wave? Okay, good point. Practical stuff. We've covered a lot, France going to PDPs, PEPL taking off. But what can businesses actually do, like today, to get ready for all this e-invoicing craziness?
First thing, don't freak out. Seems like a lot, all these changes, but start by figuring out what applies to you.
Yeah, because it's not all the same, right? Different countries, different timelines, different rules.
Exactly. You got to know when the deadlines are, what formats you need.
Do your homework. And don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it.
Right. Lots of resources out there. Don't try to do it all yourself.
Earlier, you mentioned those partner dematerialization platforms in France, those PDPs. Sounds like they could be really useful for businesses. Especially the smaller ones that maybe can't handle all the tech stuff themselves.
Absolutely. They're like the middleman, you know?
Yeah.
Between businesses and the tax authorities, they take care of making sure invoices are in the right format, sent securely, all that.
So in France, they're like your e-invoicing one-stop shop.
Yeah.
What about other countries? Are there similar services out there?
Definitely. More and more popping up all the time as e-invoicing spreads. Some focus on certain areas, certain industries. Others are more global.
So businesses have options. They don't have to start from scratch. Okay, so beyond picking the right tech, the right service providers, what else should businesses be doing?
Well, they need to look at their own processes, how they do things now, see if they can make things more digital.
Right, like data entry, approvals, payments, all that has to change for e-invoicing.
Yep. And training. Your employees need to know how to use the new systems. Training now can save you headaches later.
And mistakes, probably.
Yeah.
So it's not just a tech thing. It's a whole change in how you do business.
Exactly. You got to think digital and see this as an opportunity, not just another rule to follow.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Right. You know?
Okay. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave everyone with this. We've talked about the details, the rules, the tech, all the challenges, but there's a reason all this is happening.
It's a big shift. E-invoicing, it's about making the whole global economy better, more efficient, more open, more connected.
Less mistakes, Better data, more trust between businesses and governments.
Absolutely.
It's about making things fairer, a system that works for everyone. So keep that big picture in mind as you navigate all this. It's not just about checking boxes. It's about the opportunities e-invoicing creates.
And it's a journey, not a one-time thing. E-invoicing is going to keep changing. The businesses that do well will be the ones that can adapt, try new things, keep learning.
So keep diving deep, keep exploring, keep asking questions. That's what this is all about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of e-invoicing.